This is Hoes with Feelings.
Do you have an attitude today?
I always have an attitude.
I got a fucking attitude, bitch. Let me tell you something. I'm just going to say one thing.
Okay.
I just want to say one thing that is not about aging or anything.
Say whatever you want.
I understand how a Black Republican is created. Condoleezza, who's it, Ben Carson, Omarosa, Stacey Dash, all my Black Republicans. Being a landlord and having to, and like going through the eviction process and like, just like all of that stuff, that is enough to make you be a Black Republican.
I gotta say, that's the last thing I thought you were gonna say.
Never be one and blah, 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 blah.
But you,
you know what's crazy is that the other day, this lady came to my house and she knocked on my door to tell me something. She was like a random lady in the neighborhood. And she was like, oh, I have to go down to the cart. I have a tenant. I need to get out of my house. And I said, don't we all?
I can't even imagine how stressful that is. Obviously, like, I veer towards tenant rights. You were the first landlord
but
that I've been friends with.
I agree with tenants' rights.
Of course. But I understand that must be insane, especially you live in the building.
But nobody ever wants to talk about how like the tenants' rights are built against like big families and big corporations to protect the small people. But it's not for like the small business type of landlords or just like the family operation type of landlords. And then the bummy, shitty people that scam their way into, you know, not paying rent for years.
Is that the position that you're in? It's been years?
It has been a year and a half. They actually just left, but they tried to like screw us by calling the housing department. And then the housing department came and was like, these apartments aren't like up to code, but like those apartments were just for like literally the people in those apartments are like friends, family friends, friends of friends. Like it's not supposed to be an official thing. But this guy, because he hasn't been paying rent and he's just spiteful and psychotic, just decided to do this. So now who suffers? Chadwick and Auntie May.
No.
Yes. And so we will leave that there and talk about.
Auntie May is a senior citizen who lives downstairs from Carolina.
Yeah.
Who
and she is.
I don't know which adopted which, but.
I think I adopted
it's
her.
Really sweet.
She is the sweetest. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk about that. Fucked. It's just been a stressful, stressful time. And it's my birthday coming up. Our birthday's coming up. And I have not been feeling good about that. You at least have been distracted. Yeah. I have been isolating myself in my house.
Even worse. That's the worst thing I think I could do to myself.
To distract
around
yourself?
Around a birthday. No, to not distract myself.
Oh, no. I have
to be isolated in my house almost ever.
Yeah.
That's how upset I'm getting. I'm bonking the mic.
Bitch.
No, it's if you have nothing to do, if I stop for a second, I lose it. I'm like all of the tiredness catches up with me. Like I run purely on like adrenaline and fun. It's really hard to not do something.
I wish. Maybe when I come back from Miami, that'll be my approach to things.
Well, adrenaline, I think going to Miami is a good idea. Like, okay, this is a hard number, which we don't have to say. But I have a theory about
birthdays. I'm
going to
say it, and in the actual podcast, it will be bleeped out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I have decided.
Okay, so.
I'm turning.
You're so brave. You're so brave. It's okay. It's okay.
It's not just that. It's just like. It's like it's the number, but then it's also like, what are you doing? What have you done?
I know.
Look at yourself. What is your situation?
But look this year to last year. Very good. Several movies, first of all.
Three.
Stand up like, yeah, you did three movies. What
That's
are you talking
several.
About? Three is literally the definition of several, first of all.
I always thought it was four.
I think it's three, no? Whatever. I think that you have accomplished a lot more. You need to sit down. You need to write out everything
that you
accomplished. That's
my therapist said. I wrote it down and I was still like. And it's I'm just not feeling good about myself in general. Like literally
but
not feeling good about it.
I get that very hard. I had a week where I was really pumping myself. Well, each other. I have to say that phone call that we had helped me a lot. when you literally said nothing but like, what the fuck are you doing? You're a bad bitch.
Yeah.
And it was the nicest. I could cry thinking about it. I don't know why. I just like needed it so hard. And you probably thought nothing of it because it was a very short conversation. But no, I think I cried just, like, after in a productive way. And I was like, okay, let's do it. Because it was like day one of Fashion Week. I'm going to every single night to write an article. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, yay, I'm going to go and party. Mm-hmm. Which like, obviously it's fun. But I was like.
Which you did.
It's literally like, am I good enough to get into all of these places? And it's just like a really like intense thing. But it ultimately was fun. And like, I just had to like trust that it would work out. I think it did. Hopefully, if I really, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was just like a psycho time.
I know what you mean. You know, I used to work in the fashion industry. I know exactly what you mean. I am glad it's to be rid of it in my life.
It was fine. I had
but
fun.
But the conversation,
I'm not gonna, like,
what I said to you when I was like, you're a bad, like, it's so funny because like literally the thought of you questioning what a fly bitch you are, questioning how cool you are, questioning how fun you are, questioning if you deserve to be in those rooms is preposterous to me.
That's really sweet.
You, to me, are one of the coolest people I've ever met.
Stop. So, well, that's how I feel when you say you're not accomplished. What are you talking about? What
different.
Are you talking about?
It's not the same.
Like, you're one of my friends where, like, there is always something that you have are doing or have just done that I'm like, go off. Like, you started a new show. You did all those movies. You're auditioning all the time. You are my number one annoying, can you help me with a self-tape?
That's
friend.
True.
You
and
are working.
It.
You were working. And
it
you're
doesn't
good.
Feel like it at all.
And you're good. You were trained. You're
I tried to
trained.
Watch Office Race and I was cringing.
Office? Oh.
The movie.
We probably shouldn't say that. It's a movie that you're in.
Not because of the movie. The movie was cute. The movie was funny.
Oh, yourself?
Me, it's just
no.
hard.
Oh, my God. Well, watching yourself,
the
is
only
that,
thing I
watching
will say,
this podcast is going to be
it's
absolutely
hard.
Humiliating.
I will say my makeup was beat down.
Gorgeous.
My makeup was beat
I only saw the trailer.
Down. In every scene, my face was just like, pop.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, at least.
That really helped.
At minimum. thank you, Jesus. And the makeup artist, Nick. Who's like a white gay, but like was married to a black man. So he was like talking to me like this a lot, in okay. which I know a lot of people don't like. And they call it a cultural appropriation. And maybe in that moment it was. But like when you're on a movie set like that and someone is coming up to you like, bitch, you just did that. You just did that, bitch. You better go ahead.
Okay, that's
what am I
going
to say to him? Except for thank you and I love you.
I need that every second like, I am on a set, commercial, anything. I'm like, good
he
job. Did I do a good job?
So much. He was like, you stealing these scenes. These scenes are
good.
Yours. These are your scenes, mama.
I'm so happy you had that. That's incredible. Incredible.
He was a blessing.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Well, listen, I'm going to watch it. I know I'm going to love it. And we're our own worst critics, obviously. What a cliche thing to say. But it just actually is the truth.
I just feel like right now, my self-criticism is at its highest peak.
Yeah.
I think it's birthday. It's getting older. It's like, what is life? What is my life?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Real questions, all real questions, but just like magnified around a birthday. Once this passes, once we're into like October, November, it's just going to feel like normal again. And like, you'll just be working hard and having fun. And it won't be such an insane time to like reflect. That's all it is.
I feel like I'm going to be unhinged on this vacation. Like, like I'm going to be like, pray for Hamide.
Well, you're
I'm
also going with like
psychotic.
Full family.
I like being around my family. I'm going to have a good time, but yeah. I'm going to be acting crazy, which
well,
is the best.
Fine.
That's who you want to act crazy around is your family.
Absolutely.
I told Liliana, I was like, at your birthday dinner, I'm getting fucking wasted, bitch. I came home to her house drunk last Friday. Liliana is my 15-year-old niece, by the way.
I think they know by now.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, I have a 15-year-old niece. And I was like, I just want you to know I'm getting fucking wasted, bitch. And she was just like, I know you are. She goes, I know.
Well, good. Everyone is warned. And I think that everyone can chill the fuck out because it's your birthday and it's your time to freak out.
I mean, it's her birthday, too.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot
It's her sweet 16.
Okay. You actually have to put a fucking lid on it.
No. No. No.
I respect that, actually. I totally respect that.
I have no control over myself. Literally, I leave tomorrow morning. And
wait, your birthday's Friday.
Our birthdays are the same
my
day.
My birthday's Tuesday.
Okay, your
Tuesday.
Birthday's Tuesday, yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Tuesday. We're what? 5 days apart. That's crazy. And you and Liliana are same day.
Yeah.
Psycho.
Yeah. Wow. So me, you, and Liliana together, that's really a trio.
It really is.
It is.
It really is. I don't know. Like, I am freaking out, but I'm, to me, each year has like a very specific feeling. I'm not that scared of this one. I will be next year. Because like, to me, okay, this is how I view all ages. Like 25, old, because all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, I'm in my mid-20s. 26, actually also old. And 27, I'm also going to say old. 28, what? Young.
26?
29, young. 30, old. 31, oh. Young. 32, old.
I understand this.
33, young. 34, young. 35,
yeah.
Old.
Yeah.
36, young. 37, 38, and 39, old. 40, young. I think all of your 40s are young.
Yeah.
And then 50, old again.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
It's because it's like how you feel when you're those ages.
Yes.
Right? Because when you're 26, you're like, oh my God, I'm not 21 or 22 anymore. I'm actually feeling so old.
Yeah, maybe I said young for 26, but I think 26 is actually old.
You said old for 26. And when you said that, I was like, I see it for you.
25 might be young. When you look back, 25 is young. But I think when I turned 25, I was like, oh God. Like, I think fives are hard.
The 25 didn't bother me, but for some reason, 26 did.
26 was hard, I think. 26, well, yeah, you're like, okay, I'm fully in the late 20s.
In the late 20s. Then 27, 28 is fine. Which 30, 30 is a punch in your face. Wait, 30, you had that.
No, 30's old.
Wait, what was your party?
Oh, my warehouse party.
She had the best warehouse party. Melissa had a.
But say that. I was freaking out so hard about turning 30. I rented a warehouse and threw it. An illegal rave.
I mean, truly, she did. That was amazing. Yeah, but like, who does that? This is what I mean. Like, for you, this is an example of why it's like, yeah, losing your mind, but it's fucking badass. Yeah. And then for you to be like, questioning yourself of like how much of a bad bitch you are. I'm like, no, look at what you did.
You're sweet.
That's bad bitch shit. It was a good
financially
time.
Responsible.
What was in those Jello shots?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Melissa doesn't want us to talk about drugs on this podcast, so we don't do
that.
I'm
like, we can. We
don't do drugs.
I just feel like I could run for office. What about when I run for office? I'm going to have to be like, my friend lied on camera about me.
When you run for office for nightlife,
no,
man?
No, I could be anything.
There was a time where Melissa was like, I'm going to run for the mayor of nightlife.
No, city council is what I wanted to run for.
But nightlife.
But I
was
also was
nightlife?
On drugs when I said that.
Yeah!
I was so fucked up. I was like, I want to be on city council.
Yeah.
That's how fucked up I was.
And David was encouraging you. And
everyone
I
was
just
encouraging
like,
me.
No,
everyone was
like,
encouraging me. I was like, my slogan, I love New York. And everyone was like, yes.
I've never
it was
heard
a
that
great
slogan
plan.
Before. It's fucking crazy.
Okay. I'm just, I'm going to, everything is alleged on this podcast. My
Absolutely.
Friend tries to defame me all the time.
Yeah. She doesn't do bad stuff, only God. Me.
Okay. Here's my tea with aging is the kids stuff. I don't think that it would bother me as much if we weren't in the, the final I'm trying to make a
in
sports reference.
Countdown.
I don't want to say final countdown. I want to say like the final like buzzer shot of our fertile years.
Fertility.
And we're actually not.
People
have babies
People
in
are having
their 40s.
Babies later and later, but like
Here's the thing. Are we getting scammed into thinking we need to freeze our eggs? Is this something that people are making money off of and now it's being encouraged?
No,
or
I think
is that actually
just
a good
need
idea?
To get like their fertility checked. Because I'm sure there are people who don't need it and then there are people who
that
do
is
need it.
Absolutely it. We should be checking fertility in our teen years.
Yeah.
You should know and you should know when you're supposed to have a baby. It would help people plan their lives. Like,
I just think it's so interesting because like we both want one.
Maybe.
I'm a definite.
Yeah.
But I spent so much of my life being like, I don't want to have fucking kids.
Yeah.
Like in a hardcore and something switched inside of me. But I just. Like the girls who are able to stick to their guns and like don't have that longing or that wanting and are just like, fuck them I kids. Know. I'm like, bitch, I am so jealous of you. Yeah. Like, you go, bitch. You don't want no fucking babies. You don't want anything to happen. You don't want your vagina to rip. You don't want your asshole to rip. You don't want no baby sucking on your nipples. You want no baby asking you no questions. You don't want no baby crawling all over your shit, breaking your shit, taking your lip glosses and throwing them in the fucking garbage and shit. Good for you, bitch. Give me some of what you got, because somewhere in between getting married to Hamidae and opening my eyes the next day, I was like, oh, I want to have a baby with him.
That's so sweet, though. You know who says that is Eva Mendes about Ryan Gosling. She had a baby early in her 40s, I think, like 43, 44.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. And she was like, I didn't want kids. She's like, it's not about wanting kids or not. It's about wanting his kids. I thought that was the hottest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I think that someone can change your mind. But the dangerous thing about that is, like, what if you pick the wrong person?
Yeah, of course. It's horrifying.
Yeah, but I don't think she did, and I hope I didn't. Okay.
I don't think she did either. Are you kidding me? Of course you didn't.
I know.
Are you crazy?
Girl, I know. I was telling Sydney, I was like, if I got 99 problems, how many ain't one of them? I got
that. Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I did. It's...
You're fine. Well, I got to tell you this. I had, and you know this, but I don't think I told you how many days late I was. I had a late period, a pregnancy scare, 13 days. My cycle on the app was like 40.
You know, I didn't know it was 13 days.
13 days. So I was like,
damn.
I took a test. It said negative, but I was like, I'm pregnant. I'm pretty pregnant. Because that's crazy. That's 2 weeks.
But what if you were?
We were talking about it. It was crazy. It was really crazy. But I was ignoring it. And I was not behaving any differently, I have to say. I wasn't like, let me not drink or like whatever. Like, I was still doing it.
Because it's so scary that like if you start to take precautions, then that means you accept it.
Well, and you know what? I was like, I know I have to take a test. I don't want to do it on this day because I don't want to ruin this thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I don't want to be like crying when I... Was that go to the Yankee game? You know what I mean? Like I was full repressing it the whole time. Oh. And but then like every once in a while it would just be like, I can't deny this anymore. Yeah. But then it like I was getting negative tests. So I was like, maybe it's fine. I will say when I moved to New York, I did not get my period for 4 months.
Maybe it was the stress. Or maybe you were so excited.
Okay. But and I went to a doctor and she was like, it's stress. And I was like, isn't that what they tell people when they're pregnant and they don't want to be pregnant? They're like, no, it's stress. And it's like, whatever. Like, my period app was literally saying, like, for
no,
a little
Melissa,
bit,
the doctor like, can't lie to you about it.
I think that that's what they tell people sometimes.
When they're pregnant?
But no, I'm on board with stress now.
Okay. I was like, what?
And I think the New York one, the moving here, like, does prove that. But I didn't feel particularly stressed. I feel stressed talking about this, to be honest with you. But at the time, I did not feel like I was having that stressful of a month. I went to my sister.
Sometimes stress is so internal that we don't even clock it as stress.
And I hide things from myself all the time up here. That's for sure. I was
sometimes it's the only way to get through, babe.
Well, I thought it was, you know, Jesus saving me because I was supposed to get it on my sister's bachelorette party. And to be fair, I was still being a bitch. I felt PMS-y. I felt crampy, whatever. And I was like, maybe, like, I'm not supposed to get it on the bachelorette because then maybe I'd be more of a bitch. And I wasn't. I think I was pretty good. I behaved. I had an amazing time, actually. It was really fun. So I get back and I'm like, okay, let's get it. You know what else jinxed me is I got those CBD tampons that you gave me. So I was, for once in my life, prepared for a period and excited to use them.
And that you were like, when are I going to be able away. To use them? When
yes,
are gonna be
I was
able
like,
it?
Where's my period? Yeah, yeah, I want the CBD tampons.
That is true. That is medical. So if I think you're looking for it, it might
exactly.
it plays games someone. With you. I said that I was like, I'm craving a piece of pizza. And Aunt May was like, that must mean you're pregnant. And I was like, leave me alone, Aunt May. Maybe I'm just fat. Maybe it's like pizza.
That is such an old lady thing to say. And it's like, so sweet.
She was like, well, you don't know. I was like, I do know. Because I literally just started my period.
I think you never know. You never know. Because you hear all of those stories that are like, I had a period, so I didn't think I was pregnant.
Once in a million.
Well, and that's when I started thinking. I was like, maybe I've been pregnant for a long time. Maybe my last period was a fake one or something like that. Because, you know, you never know.
Oh, my God. What if They're like one of those girls who gets pregnant but doesn't show. Yeah.
Easily.
And then you like go to the bathroom and then a baby starts coming out.
Oh, well, I don't think that'll happen. But I think I could be pregnant for a few months and not know. For sure. Definitely. It was crazy. So yeah, Leisure Center and I went on a road trip to Maine for his sibling's birthday. And I did, the cramps were getting intense. Like I was at night getting cramps, but they tell you that's a sign of pregnancy.
It is.
All of the signs of your period are a sign of early pregnancy. terrifying, confusing. So we get to Massachusetts. We cross the state lines. I was like, I gotta pee. We stop off at a place. I was reading on Instagram, like some sort of like spiritual quote, like what seems out of your control right now? And I'm like, my period or something like that. Like it was literally one of those things. And I was just like, whatever. I put my phone away. Wipe.
Blood.
Okay. Cry. I could cry talking about it.
Yeah.
I took there a picture. I sent it to Leisure Center. I ran out of the bathroom through this like dirty ass like rest station. We're both like, oh my God. We like embraced it. I was literally crying. But here's the thing. It wasn't so much that I didn't want a baby. It's just right now. And it honestly made me like work a lot harder during that time I thought I was pregnant. It made me sad about the projects that I wouldn't be able to do. And that really showed me like what are the things that I should be like prioritizing and working on. To be honest, I was like, well, I could do the podcast with a baby. So I was like, that's good. But like some stand-up stuff that I want to do, like all of these things, like I was like, that would be hard right now.
Yes.
Right now.
I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, do I want a baby? Yes. Right now? No.
Well, and that was like the hard conversation when you're in love with someone and like Leisure Center could not have handled it better. He like literally from someone, he's like, then we're having a baby. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe not. He's like, then we're not. Like it was really good. No notes whatsoever. And it's hard to be in love with someone and be like, I don't know.
It is.
Just like not right now. And obviously like him as well. Like we're both just like hustling right now. It's not like an easy. I don't think it's
me
ever
too. I
an
think
easy
me and Ham are too.
For
and
anyone in New York to have a baby.
It isn't.
It's like buying a yacht. It's like what? It's like, of course I would
feels
maybe
impossible.
Want that. It's expensive.
It's expensive and it feels impossible. But
like
then
all
I
your
think
energy.
About it and I'm like, and obviously times have changed so much. But I think about it and it's like, my mom was 32 when she had me.
Yeah.
You know what
second
I mean?
Baby.
And I'm her second baby. So then she had her first baby at 30.
My mom was 29.
Yeah, like, it's not impossible. And, like, I grew up in New York City. And I have grew up with so many friends who grew up in New York City. And, like, it's like, I guess you just figure it out. And I feel like I grew up pretty cool. Like, it wasn't, like, you know. I wasn't the richest girl in the world, but like I never struggled. I was all right.
Well, and they did it well, like being in Queens where like you have space and you have, you know, and you were surrounded by family. That was another thing. I was like, I don't have family nearby.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who's on board to like necessarily help out. I know you're so sweet, but it's like, I do not want to leave this goddamn town. I do not want to.
Well, you know
so
who
that's
will help
hard.
Out? Auntie May, because she wants a baby.
Great.
She keeps telling me she wants a baby to take care of, so.
Take this British baby.
Oh, my mother would also help.
I know,
oh, my God.
I know.
My
you're
mom
so
would
sweet.
Totally help.
Way. I'm going to cry.
You could totally drop your baby off at my mom's house. I'm sorry. You could.
I know. That's
she
what makes me cry is I know that they would, and that's like the sweetest thing that I could ever think of.
You know my family thinks your family.
It was crazy, but
I wish you
yeah, ultimately, I am super relieved, just timing-wise.
Yeah.
That would have been really hard.
But it also could have been, like, such a fun adventure.
Yeah. It's just, like, I also write about nightlife. So, like, that would be...
And that would have been hilarious.
It would be funny to just be out. Honestly, it would probably be better, because then I wouldn't
girl,
be,
Lady
like,
Fag.
Getting fucked up.
Lady
Fag is a great example of
that. Was pregnant in the motherfucking club.
All the time. Yeah. And honestly, like, after this week of doing it, it's like, okay, yeah, you can be sober, you can be out, and whatever. You're just, like, observing, not partaking, or whatever. Also, you can partake and be sober. That was a lesson this week where I was like,
Sydney
okay, I'm going to try
sober.
Not to drink tonight.
And she's out every night.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying
she
that that's impossible.
Yesterday.
I mean, for me.
Yes.
I mean, for me. Yeah. I know there are many people a lot of people who I like, I forget that Sydney is sober all the time. She's
me too.
Fun as hell.
When she comes not up at 5 o'clock
you're not fun
in the
if
morning.
You're not sober, whatever. But yeah, she does a
she
lot.
She has so much fun, yeah. And she comes in and she's like, she's like, let me tell you about my
energy.
Day.
Yeah.
I'm laying on the couch like,
well, and
then like, tell me everything
that
you saw.
Is also like my theory in like fun makes more fun. You keep having fun, you keep going, you're not going to be tired. I can tell when I didn't have a good night. If I come home and I'm like, and I get in bed and the next day I'm dead. It's like, okay, well that night didn't give me enough energy to like get me going. And that's not foolproof. That's not foolproof because I've had a lot of fun nights and felt like shit the next day. But
absolutely.
Sometimes it's science.
It's just such a weird thing. Like the, okay, talk about growing up. I went over to my friend Katie and Chris Wynn's house. Mm. And it's like,
they have a baby.
I feel like as a person who's creative, as a person who has like a lot of creative friends, alternative lifestyle friends, yeah, creatives, I also still have a lot of my regular, you know, my real regular girls that live in New Jersey and that, you know, went to college with me and like got married and had a baby and own a home. And I went to Katie and Chris Wynn's and Chris Wynn got a sushi chef. First of all, they have the cutest house. He got a sushi chef and got like unlimited sushi, came to the house and was like making a sushi and bringing it out and explaining everything to
us. I can't believe
us.
You didn't text me from the space. I mean, I would have come.
Well, my
I
phone, when I got there, like, I'm a mess. When I got there, my phone was dead. My camera was dead.
So you could enjoy the moment.
Yeah, I
that
mean,
was
that's
gone.
I have
that
literally no evidence. And then also, couldn't find my wallet.
That sucks.
Couldn't find my wallet. Still couldn't find my wallet. Couldn't find my keys. Still can't find my keys. Found my wallet today. Thank you. Shout out to my chaotic women who always lose things because the girls are always losing things.
Yep.
Sometimes. I just feel like the older we get, it's so inappropriate to be losing your shit. You know what I mean?
That's
my sister
another
shamed
thing.
Me so hard. I was like, I can't find my wallet. She's like, Carolina.
That was something I was doing a lot in my 20s. The times I lost my wallet, first of all, one time,
what about in college?
$400.
Did you ever have like a card for college?
Yeah,
like
lost all the time. Are you kidding?
Dining hall card?
Yeah,
or when I did semester
I had seven
at C, my card
yes.
to my room? Bitch, it was
one,
gone.
When I think my first year here, I left my restaurant job, $400 cash in a wallet, ran to a mega bus to go home to Pittsburgh. Wallet is gone. Devastated, whatever. Get a call from my job who says the bank called them. Who the taxi driver called, a yellow cab driver.
Oh, that's very sweet.
I get back to New York. I'm sobbing on the side. I'm meeting up with this guy, this taxi driver. I'm crying. I'm like, or he hands me the wallet when I saw that all of the money was in it. I start crying. I was like, you could have taken all of it, whatever. He hugs me and says, my daughter loses things all the time, blah, blah. Am I pregnant? I'm crying now.
She was a chaotic Virgo, the daughter, I bet.
Probably.
Yeah.
So sweet. Anyway, yeah, it is embarrassing.
It's embarrassing.
But
back
actually,
to Katie and Chris.
You're gonna fuck up all the time. No
I know,
what
but
age
it's like
you
the older
are, it doesn't
you
matter.
Get, it's like there's certain. Do you know what I mean? Like the older you get, there's certain shit you just shouldn't
bad.
Be fucking
yeah.
up no more. Like, and I came home drunk that night to my sister's house because she lives close to Katie. So I come home drunk. Liliana's mad at me because I went in her room and I was like doing dances. And she wouldn't let me sleep with her. I had to go sleep in Parker's room. But then the next day, I'm like, I can't find my wallet. My sister's like, Carolina, you just got drunk and you lost your wallet again. You used to lose your
what,
wallet
at your
all
friend's
the time.
Home?
And I was like,
with
yeah,
a sushi
I think
chef?
It's at Katie's
yeah,
house.
Fine.
But also just everything about that night was so grown up. It was such
wait,
a like dinner
it.
Party. Mm. And it was like her two friend, her two sets of two couples. So one couple is my friend Jill, who's also Katie's friend. I met her through her, but I really love her. Jill and her husband, and they have a child, and they brought their child with them. They brought both kids. One was
did
sleeping because
like
it was little. No, I liked the little girl.
Okay.
The little girl was cute, and she was nice. She honestly
could
gave
get a
me...
dud.
She, you could get a dud, but that one isn't. And honestly, I didn't say this to Jill, but in my mind, I was like, she should take acting classes.
I
you
love
ever meet a little kid
seeing,
where you're like,
yes, I love
sweetie,
that.
You're an artist. Do you know what I mean? You're creative.
I saw Trav on the street recently. It literally actually lifted up my whole day. Like it was this little girl just like had like bone structure for days. Ugh. Just like gorgeous. And then like a pixie wavy haircut. And I looked at the mom. I was like, your daughter's like, that's crazy. And she's like, oh, she goes, say thank you. And the girl just goes, thank you. Like,
oh my
I was
God.
Like, ah, it was psycho.
No,
you
this
can tell
little girl
with
was
them.
More like, shy, but, you know but what? Quirky.
And you, have to just like make sure.
There's different kinds.
As a parent, when you get one of those, you just have to like shut everyone out and just like let them be themselves so hard and like try to just not let anything mess it up.
But I also agree, we can't let kids be too much.
You're right. You're right.
Of themselves. Because then they become monsters.
That was another thing I was thinking about when I was pregnant, thought I was pregnant. How would I do right now? Well, we got some work.
What do you mean? How would you do?
Raising a child.
I think you would raise a good child.
I think I have a lot.
I think you would raise a good child because I think you'd be a good mom. I think you would be like, be an original person. You and him. You and Leslie would tell the child to be an original person. Mm-hmm. Let it follow its interests.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm still like, also a little angry and whatever. I got to work on that stuff before
are you kidding
I'm
me? No, no,
kid.
No, no, no. Mothers need to have anger. Because a lot of that anger comes from protecting and loving your child.
True. That's true.
So mothers need to snatch a kid up once in a while just to... Because if you don't snatch children, and I don't mean physically, I mean like snatch them mentally, emotionally, like get your shit together. These are the rules. Follow. That's the kind of shit I mean. If mothers don't do that shit, the children become monsters. Absolute psychos.
I know. I just got this TikTok that was like, responding to a comment that like was so upsetting. It was just like, my daughter like cries even when I talk to her now. Like, I feel like I ruined everything because she like yelled at her too much. Devastating. So this psychiatrist was
you're not
like,
gonna do that. You know why?
I don't think I will either. But she was just saying like all of these things to like, do like monitor yourself, write down what triggered you, like all the stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like what a horrible, upsetting position to be in where like my kid is scared of me.
But you're not going to do that. Let me tell you why you're not going to do that. Because you're actually so much more chill than you think you are.
I know.
You have your moments of being like,
but it was just like during that time to get these TikToks that are, I'm like, why am I getting random parenting TikToks? I'm not liking them.
What were you looking up? What had you Googled?
I was probably Googling.
Am I pregnant? Am I pregnant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are the signs of pregnancy? Blah, 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 blah.
But you know, it feels like God speaking to you when, you know, you get someone
to TikTok. Yeah, you're like, oh my God, this is
the universe. Okay, I interrupted you.
It's the universe. It's not AI. It is not just the algorithm. It's not the algorithm. It's God.
Yeah,
no, but the IG ads are good at that. They trick you.
The ads, forget it. I know that. But TikTok, I feel like, has some integrity.
TikTok? You think TikTok has integrity?
I don't think TikTok has integrity, but I don't know that they're that connected to Google the way Instagram is.
They are.
Instagram is like
they are
immediate.
They are.
All right.
They're even more.
Well, they're creative then.
Everyone.
They have a little style.
I mean,
okay,
your whole
tell me.
You
met
page.
A little girl who's an actress.
Okay, so it's the two couples. We're at, you know, the house with the sushi chef, and Katie and Chris Wynn are so cute. And the two couples, and then the other couple is this girl, Kristen,
is
and
Hom
her.
There?
Hom's not there. Hom said, I'm working till Miami. Don't play with me. And I said,
will we ever have that kind of responsibility? I don't think we ever will.
What, working till Miami?
Or just being like, no, I'm not going to go do something. I don't know. Maybe I've said that
before.
I can do that. But I just feel like Hom is so consistent.
Yeah, I can do it. Not in the sense that I'll be like, I'm working hard to get there. I would do it in the sense of just like,
no,
I'm not going to
a private chef sushi dinner because I have to work. I would quit a job.
You would.
I would.
Okay,
I
understand what you're saying. I would want to really go to that too.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. So we're there. It just was like a intimate dinner party, you know, very grown up, very adult. And they're, you know, these two have a house. These two just came back from London where they lived. So now they're trying to establish themselves. And then there's one girl, Maria, who has a boyfriend, but her boyfriend wasn't there. And I don't remember why. And so it was just like very adult and very grown. And we were drinking lots of wine and good tequila shots. You know what I mean? Like, so it was like we were getting fucked up, but it was like also just on like a whole nother level. Mind you, these are people I knew. I met Katie like 21 out of college. Jill, too, you know, because that's her friend.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. It just made me feel like even more like, am I even an adult? Am I even a grown up? Like, this felt so adult. Like, I'm having a private sushi dinner in my home.
But there's also like corporate or not. Sometimes I think we can like confuse adult for corporate. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're a creative. Like,
I know I'm a
creative,
but I don't think that's corporate.
I'm like, creative, I don't know. Maybe it's different.
Corporate. I found that very cool.
No, I think it's very cool too. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm saying sometimes when I'm around a lot of 9 to 5 people, I feel like a child. Because
one of the girls was doing comedy in London. She's a comedian.
Oh, okay. Chic. Well, she sounds successful.
And a Pilates instructor.
T.
And her man was South African.
I'm loving every step of the way. I love this journey you're taking me on. I'm just saying, like, sometimes when you're around people who are like, you can tell they're corporate trained to function professionally and adultly in rooms. And
I know
in
what you mean. Yeah.
And can write really concise emails that like get points across really easily. I feel like that just doesn't come naturally to me. So when I'm around, like when I'm the lone, like kind of wild card in a group of corporate people, I can feel like I'm a kindergartner and these are all adults.
I know you. Know okay. I mean? Now I understand what you mean, but I'll say this. But one, Katie and Chris Wynn do like, Chris works in like kind of corporate marketing or whatever. Katie's trying to be a social worker. She's in school, but she did work in corporate. My point with them is they're very like loose, you know, they're very like, you know, Katie loves fish.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like their energy is, it's not
another Virgo.
When we're around our friends, it's very like fun and chill. But then the other thing is that like, I know what you mean, except I have worked in corporate. I feel like I live a double life, kind of the way that like I have all my creative friends I have all of my like actors and comedians and artists, but I also have my friends from college and from when I studied abroad who are more like normal. Right. I worked in corporate America.
They're all very fun. Like, you know, Monkey Fingers, someone like that. Like I'm not, well, Monkey Fingers is kind of on her own. Yeah, she has her own
business.
She's
on another thing, but like Katie and Chris Wynn, I would put them more in like my friends. They're cool, but they are
that's what
more.
I'm saying. That's like, that's their priority is like, jobs.
So I can relate to them in a sense, just because of like, I've worked in corporate America. I just started back working in corporate America. I left my job. I mean, even though my new job is cool and like for mental health and like in tech, and I love that, but it's still, you know, like corporate America. I feel like I live in those two worlds, and living in those two worlds is harder than living in one world, which is like living in the creative world and just like having all artist friends and being around all the same. Because for me, it's like on the one hand, I'm like, this is fine. The way that I live is fine. And then on the other hand, I'm like, oh my God, like I am a mess. I'm like the messy friend. I wonder, I'm like, do they look at me as like the messy friend?
I think that all the time.
Who always shows up late and like can't find her wallet?
Yes, but you bring like, and I say this for myself, like, because I have this thought constantly. I'm always late to the function. I, you know, probably have a questionable health insurance at the time, you know, whatever. And I, like people know that. People know that, but they invite you and they bring you around because it's fun. It's fun. And like they appreciate that energy and whatever. And it is maybe more chaos than they have in their regular lives. And they probably like it. That's my feeling. Who knows? Or maybe they're like this annoying bitch who like doesn't have her shit together. Yeah. Maybe some people think that too. But I think that most people that we see as like real adults, like want that energy around
and your family
admire it in a certain way. I know family, it's like I have a tough time like breaking down the walls where I'm like they love that about me, but it's like sure, maybe they do.
Because sometimes I wonder if my family's like, I mean, I'm always like, had a corporate job. I can always take care of myself.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I feel like, are they ashamed of me? Or are they looking at me like, oh, this is she really still doing this stuff? You know?
Right.
Because my family, like my cousins and stuff, they're very like, you know, got a corrections officer, dental assistant or dental, whatever. Oh, yeah. And then like my other cousin works for the Long Island Railroad. And like I have a lawyer cousin and I have another cousin that's in med school. You know what I mean? Like it's all very like.
I have a marine biologist cousin. Everyone is spanning the regular job market.
Right. And then there's just like Carolina who has a job and has always worked, but like she's, you know, doing comedy. And like, I feel like out of my cousins who are around my own age, I'm probably the only one that like still goes out and like isn't at home with my kids. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, of course. I'm always like, do they think it's weird? Am I too old? All of that for going out, for whatever. How does my family view that? Like, I know part of it is living vicariously. I have, you know, fun aunts who are like, go off, whatever. But it's like, I don't know that I'll ever know exactly what they think of it. But I've really just kind of decided that it's not my business.
Okay, see, but I never really cared about that until recently. Literally, I didn't care. I was like, whatever, I'm having fun anyways. Like, they don't even know what a good life I have.
I've switched.
Like, the things that I'm talking about. And then now I'm like, oh, like, I am getting, it's the getting older.
It is. I get that entirely. I think that, like, I've turned the page as I'm getting older. I don't care. People always say, like, oh, you get older and you stop caring what people think and blah, blah, blah. There is an element of that, but I think also not.
It's like, literally like, yeah.
Little bit less. Like, I'm sure like, that you know I'm more secure are. Than when I was 26.
Well, what I want to say is that it's like more secure, but also you know who you are. Like, I know sure. who I am now. There is no question in my doubt in my mind, like, who I am and what I like.
Yeah.
But is it that it's like, I just don't care anymore? It's just like, I think I've become kind of jaded in the sense it's like the opposite where I'm like, everyone feels this way about me and I am like this and that's just it and that's
know.
The end and there's no more and then we are done. You know what I mean?
And I love that monologue and your, you know, the musical of your life, but you simply don't know what people are thinking about you.
Of course.
At the end of the day, like, I've assumed wrong many times. I've assumed right as well. But, like, you know, at the end, your family loves you undeniably. I think you are one of the kind of few friends that I have that have parents that do love them purely unconditionally. I don't think that that's like a common thing. I don't know. But I think it is more rare than you think.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I feel like my parents love not me like the normal that. Amount.
Mm.
I think my mom has a little bit of an obsession with me, yeah, but that's more, that's valid. Yeah. My dad is not obsessed with me.
But he's never going to be like, do something else, change your life.
No, he's not.
I don't like what you're doing.
He can.
That's huge.
I feel like also my parents are like,
and not that my
what I will
mom
say
would
is they
either.
Accept me for who I am.
That's
like,
what
this
I mean.
Is, yeah,
that's
okay. Now
mean.
I understand what you're saying.
That's what I mean.
They see me and they're like, okay, Carolyn is like this. That's the way that bitch is. Period.
Yes, and every member of your family, maybe not your sister, maybe not. I think sometimes she has opinions to say. I'm not coming for Kendra. I'm just saying.
I hear what you're saying. She does have opinions.
As an older sister should. Because that's our job.
I agree with
you. To be a little judgy.
But I am going to stand up for Kendra.
Every member of your family is like, she's weird. We love that.
Yeah. But I will say Kendra,
you don't
even
need to
in
stand
her
up
evil,
for Kendra, to be clear.
No. Even in her evil ways, you know, she's my older sister. Like, she's a bitch. Sorry. Yeah. That's just kind of how having sisters works. Mm-hmm. I still love her. Mm-hmm. What I will say about my sister is that she is the kind of like, she's not good at being supportive in the way that like you would see on TV. But like, she is, you know, in like a TV relationship where it's like, I'm your sister and we're like so perfect and good together. Right. But she is supportive in like weird ways and like small ways. And like, when it comes to my career, she is actually really proud of me.
She
you
is.
You know what she said to me? Because she, I had her pay for our,
The
QR code. I was like, Kendra, are you donating to this cause? So she paid for our QR code and then she saw our clip. One of our clips, and she goes, I saw your podcast clip, and you know what? I think it was funny. She goes, okay, so since I'm an investor, when you guys start making money, what am I going to get?
I'm gagged. That's really sweet.
It's shady,
that's
but
really
it's also
sweet.
Like...
No, it's not. There's not even an ounce of shade.
There is. I'm an investor, bitch. Get out of here.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. And for an older sister, that can be tough. Mm-hmm. Which, Kendra, Gemini? What? Pisces.
Sensitive.
Cancer? I had no idea.
Cancer.
Wow.
And I
well,
have so many beloved
Beyonce
cancers.
And Beyonce and Solange.
Oh.
Cancer Virgo sisters.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they love each other, but you know, I'm sure I know Solange.
They're competing
drags.
A bit for Tina.
Tina?
The mom.
Oh, no, but I also think that like I guarantee you that Solange is the only person or
actually,
one of
like
the few
Tina
people.
Has actually more than enough love for both of them.
I feel like Solange is one of the few people on this and earth Kelly. That can kind of drag Beyonce and like make fun of her.
Oh my God.
Do you know
are
what I
you
mean?
Kidding? Because she's like the sister who went to art school.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'm actually doing real work. Like, this is all a bit commercial for me.
Yeah,
you know what
she's
I mean?
Like, I actually just orchestrated the opera for the ballet
literally.
She did that the other day. She was
it's
like,
the
I
only
conducted
way
the ballet.
That and you
I was
can like, compete with Beyonce. And poor Beyonce, I see that because
and
that's
I know,
a younger
but
sister.
She's like, oh, that's cute. It's so commercial.
It is torturous. It's torturous for an older sister to like have anything that a younger sister could be
shady about,
kind of gunning for mm-hmm. you in that way. That's really tough because she is perfect.
You know, Beyonce's showing her the creatives and so on, just like, interesting. I've seen it a thousand
literally, times. It's very you. You know what I mean? Like
I love that that exists, that there's the idea that somebody gets to do that shit to Beyonce. Like, Solange gets to be like, those
the
are
only
cute.
One. The only one. That's the I
probably
think
nobody
that's
else.
Probably the only person who could, maybe like Diana Ross or something. But other than that, like, that's the only person
but
who
Diana
could drive her
wouldn't,
nuts.
Because a little sister is a little sister, and I speak
that's what
as
I'm
a
saying.
Little sister.
Like, I'm saying, like, someone she admires could maybe get under her skin, but not the way that a younger sister can. Mm-hmm. No question.
Ooh. My sister just gets most upset when I bring up sex.
Well,
like, that's the way to really get on her nerves.
I
think
want my
she's
sisters
gotten...
to talk to me about sex. They like won't.
Why don't you bring it up? I bring it up all the
time. I do sometimes, but I also don't want to like creep them out. But they know that they can fully come to me. There's nothing better than when a younger sister comes. Like, that to me is like the positive of aging and being older. Then my sister's just like, yes, come to me. Little
come
baby
to me
is like,
questions.
That's my favorite.
Oh,
older sister.
Well,
know,
and also let them know if they want to come to me.
I'm absolutely here. I'm sure they'd probably prefer that. They like they don't no want to like talk to me about sex.
I mean, I have my cousin Becky, who I feel like was like my little sister in
Becky.
A way. Yeah, you met Becky. She was kind of like my little sister in a way. And Liliana is kind of like my little sister,
you know,
in a
so
way.
So funny, and no shade to Becky at all. She looks absolutely young and gorgeous, but just because she's married with a kid, I think she's older than us.
No.
She's not at all.
Not at all. And
she's
if you look at the
and
skin.
She looks it.
She looks
younger
young.
Than us. Yep.
It's like, also, I think that if like a girl's
you know,
holding
waiting for
a
all
baby.
All my Botox to come out too.
What do you mean?
My person said I have to wait for all of the Botox to come out before I can get Botox again. Because oh I've been God. Like repeating rather frequently for a year.
Melissa.
And a half. I know. It's been really hard.
Be careful.
It's not a be careful. I'm doing the right thing. Be careful with my own self-image. Yes.
No, be careful with getting
be
it
careful
too often.
Watching my forehead move around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I
it didn't
need
move
a
just
warning.
Now.
Yes. It. Yeah. It's, she's moving around.
Do it.
They've seen it move. They've seen it move. Oh, she's Melissa, been moving this whole podcast.
Melissa, when was the last time I saw you? I missed you so much. You're bringing me joy.
I missed you too. I feel like did I see you after you got back from Greece?
No.
Or no, just on FaceTime.
No.
Yeah. Well,
so
that's when I
while.
Called you that day. Mm-hmm. I was like, where's my friend? I miss her. I yeah. was like, literally like, it felt like a support system that I hadn't had yeah. because you were out of town simply for 4 days.
And
not
you
a big
cried,
deal,
and then I
you
cried.
Yeah.
And then Hamide sat in the car.
Those
like...
are the best conversations. I don't. Hamide spilled water down his ass, which was also really good
and
for
on
us
me.
And on you. But like, that was a good laugh.
It did
that we
make
both
us laugh
needed.
At him. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did need that.
I know. I missed you a lot. I'm glad that
I was in a bad mood and then he spilled it on me and the way he reacted made me laugh.
Well, and I called you like, where have you been? Like I called you like in an accusatory, like, no support for me, I guess. Like you would like read my mind in some way.
And
you're
like, oh,
I'm
don't
hiding
worry.
Out, bitch. I'm depressed. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, don't worry, I'm hiding from everyone.
Hanging on by a thread.
I yeah. am dangling off of a ledge. Thank you.
Oh my God. Well, okay. Positively, you're going to Miami with your man. You
yeah.
have not traveled. You've not been to Miami with him.
No.
Did you book the standard? Where are you staying?
No, we didn't. We did the Mr. C.
Mr. C?
Mm-hmm. That's the one you told me about.
Mr. C.
Yeah.
No, I told you about Hotel Victor. But Mr. C is good anywhere. You know, that's Larry and my favorite hotel.
Oh,
Larry
I thought
was
you
C
told me
C
to
C
do Mr. C. You know what's crazy is that I forgot. I must have forgot what you... told me and while
I'm
I was
sure
looking
Mr. C
at
will
it
be great.
I saw Mr. C and I was like, oh, that's what Melissa told me to go.
Well, because damn. I famously with Larry won, I guess it was just last year, whatever, I'm not gonna air his business, but we were at Mr. C a lot. Mm. We were at Mr. C a lot and we love it.
Yeah,
it's a
so
brand
I'm
I stand
excited.
By
I'm excited and it looks cute. I just got to get out of here. Yesterday, I wasn't even excited about going. And then today, everything happened. And I was like, life is actually so stressful that I must flee. Like, I can't 1,000%. Wait to flee.
1,000%.
Yeah.
And next year for my birthday, I will flee. The funny thing is, every year.
Next year, we should do a trip.
I would love that. Let's do it together. set
and
in stone.
Marie, we could
set
ask Marie too, because Marie, Marie's another, also September.
A Libra, but we count her as our own.
She gives Virgo vibes, but also Libra. But
I think she gives pure Libra. There's no really? Doubt about it. Are you kidding? Yes.
I think she gives me Virgo vibes and like.
No, she's okay. Like, you want to flirt?
Yeah, that's
I'll
true.
Flirt. She is so Libra.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing, this year I feel I'm being responsible because every year I come up, as we talked about,
with
the warehouse.
With a crazy idea.
The most insane idea. And I usually kind of go for it. Last year I was pretty, well, it turned into something crazy last year, but it wasn't intentional. This year I've had this.
Last year
this
on your
plan.
Birthday,
I, don't know
I went
there.
Home. I was
no,
there.
No, Ham was there. Ham you went was home there. Early. You went home early.
No, I didn't know, sweetie. You baby, I went space. To the skate park okay. or whatever it was. Okay. And I went home at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Did you really?
I absolutely
Why don't I have
did. Hamaday worked a full shift of work.
Hamaday showing up to my birthday last year was like the sweetest thing I've
ever I tell her, I say, my family thinks you're family.
And
she doesn't get it.
No, I view them the same way. I'm just kind of like, you know, it's a relationship where I'm like, do you like me that much? Because I like you that much. You know what yeah. I mean? Like one of those.
Well, they love you.
I don't want to push it.
Yeah, you are.
So sweet. Stuff.
I right. have to say, I think you, Sydney, and Paris are Ham's top friends.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so sweet.
It's good company, too.
Anyway, I was going to rent a limo and take everyone to this weird Russian restaurant in Sheepshead Bay that I've been wanting to do for like several years. But I've come around and just realized like it's asking so much of people to drive an hour that I want limo service both ways and I want to pay for the dinner. So I'm going to wait until I can financially do that to execute the plan fully.
I was going to say, why don't we just go do it with a smaller group one day?
Yeah. Maybe next year, whatever. No, next year we're traveling. Whatever. At some scary birthday,
at some point,
I will do
you
it.
You can go do it.
But I'm like not.
No, I'm saying it doesn't have to be a birthday.
What I know. I just want it to be my birthday. It's mm-hmm. a fun birthday thing because it's mm-hmm. very celebratory, this place. There's bar mitzvahs. Maybe not bar mitzvahs. But like engagement parties, whatever. All in the same ballroom. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
I tried to go to Bouzouki in Greece. I couldn't.
Damn.
They weren't in Athens. They had gone.
What?
Yeah. They were like, Bouzouki is not really going on right now.
I had no idea it was seasonal.
It is seasonal.
Well, I'll take you to some place in Queens. Have you been to Jimbo's?
Take me.
We'll go to Jimbo's. When Kiki's back in town, we'll go to Jimbo's.
I was,
for sure.
I yeah. was trying to take Liliana to Bazookia, and she was actually down.
And she would love it, actually. Or, I'm not going to assume that our girl will love something, but I think it would be fun for her and yeah. festive.
Also, when I look at the children, when I look at the youth, and I look at Liliana and her friend, when I think about aging... What?
Can I tell you yesterday? I'm at the VMAs and I see this huge group of people and they're all whatever. It was giving holding. So I go up to this one girl, like the most Gen Z, like full Y2K, like sunglasses, whatever. I was like, what are you guys, extras? Deer in head, like literally was like, stranger to it. Like, but this girl had to be, I don't know, 17, 18. Like it was not
Damn.
Like, oh, I found a child. Could not speak to me. And I'm not saying, oh my God, Gen Z loser, whatever. And maybe she was just shy.
They're just so different
but
from
that's
us.
What,
I
that's
like
what
them.
All the girls were saying. Of course I like them.
I
I'm
like
just saying,
them.
I'm sorry I spooked yeah. you by saying, what are you doing here?
I was
here?
Making fun
a
of Marbles when I got my nails
thing
done.
In New Jersey. Marbles.
I walked in
killing
her
it.
Outfit.
Killing
it right now. That's my nail tech Marbles, but also my
used
friend.
My
we're
nail
gonna
tech.
Hang
I
out
can't
in Miami.
Remember. She's gonna be in Miami.
She's gonna be in Miami. We're gonna hang out. That's my girl. Literally,
oh my God,
our whole
so
entire
out.
Session of us doing nails is us just cackling and laughing. And I videoed her and I was like, you look so Gen Z right now. If Gen Z was a person, it would be you. Look at you, you teeny tiny little teeny bopper.
Wait, you should have come to a strip club in Miami.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know. I would
See
love to
goes.
Take him.
See how
I don't
it goes.
Know if
last
he's gonna be down
night.
With it. Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
Just see.
I would love to take him, but I really think
fine.
He's going to be freaked out.
I think so, too. But, you know, I have a rack, and I think it would be, it's like a cozier show. Not cozy, but like
okay.
nice and fun and like mm-hmm. welcoming and whatever. I think that could be so cute.
He would be, every time I've ever talked about him, he gets so shy and like embarrassed.
Actually, yeah, maybe not,
like,
maybe not.
He's like, oh my God. He thinks it's
I know.
So crazy. Although
but
I did
like,
make him watch
I
the show
doubt
P-Valley.
He's been to an American
He's
strip
never
club
been
before.
To a strip club. He went to his first club my last birthday. He'd never been to a club before.
Well, strap in, babe. You're going to Miami. Are you going to take him to... Wait, 11. Just do 11. That's like the most accessible...
Maybe. I just don't know if I want to spend more time at 11. I think I've spent enough time at 11.
That is fair.
Not.
That is fair.
And maybe it's because of who I am or my age, no, but I went there and I was like,
your
this
hours in.
Is not for me.
I know. I'm just saying accessible.
And I love titties and ass. Take but that
twist.
Wasn't for me. Twist?
Twist.
Yeah. But I want to go somewhere where the girls are shaking ass. I don't want to go somewhere where everyone, like, I appreciate a gymnast. I appreciate a pole artist. I appreciate a Pilates instructor.
Yeah, I think most of the clubs
but
in Miami.
But I want to see some.
Well, because what are you talking about? The LA one that we always go to.
Well,
what's
yeah.
that called?
Something's clown room.
Just take me to a bridge and I'll jump off.
And that was my first ever
Sorry,
strip club.
Sorry, I like it. I like it.
Do you know
it.
That's the
I
first
like
and
it.
Only strip club I've ever been to?
Well, that's. Untrue.
It
I feel
is.
Like you were lying to my face.
No.
You have never been
that
to Sapphire's.
That was the first time.
You grew
no.
up in New York, you've never been to Sapphire's.
No.
Well, that's our birthday date. Let's go to fucking Sapphire's. I'm dead serious. Weeknight, I don't care. I will take you to Sapphire's.
Just 100. The two of us?
Yes.
Oh my God, that'd be so
oh my God,
fun.
I'm crying. I'm so excited. Yes.
Okay.
Sapphire's, 1,000%.
Take me to a strip club.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I could not be more excited for anything.
Honestly, I feel like
whatever
my first strip club play, like my first time in the strip club should be with you.
Yeah, duh.
Period.
Oh my
and
God.
And maybe that's why I've never gone. It was fate.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm getting to do this for the first time with you. It's actually the most beautiful thing I've ever heard of.
I was going
to
pour more wine.
Our wine is gone. Yeah. Connor, how are we doing on time?
Can we pour more wine? Okay. All right. Perfect. I'm kind of okay.
My internal clock. My internal
do internal clock.
Clock. What are you talking about? What?
Oh, you knew?
I'm just saying my yeah.
Oh,
I sensed
okay.
It.
I thought you wanted to talk about it.
Oh,
I think this is also the perfect time to stop the podcast as the edible is hitting me.
It's incredible to me your bravery and your courage to take an edible before we do this.
Listen,
I would be cross-eyed and could be asleep. Oh my God. Well, I'll just tell this really quick. I had a bad situation at a door. At one party, it was chaotic and crazy. And Frank and I were leaving Leisure Center and he's like, why don't you go? I've been obsessed with CBD gummies, which is your influence. And I was like, I'm out. Let's
Nature's anxiety medication.
Bodega and get some. And I'm looking, they all have THC. And I'm like, I think it's fine. I think even the ones that are pure CBD say THC.
No.
It was 10 milligrams THC, like whatever, 30 or 400 or I don't fucking know, CBD. So I was like, I think that's how it normally is. I take half.
10 milligrams of THC.
I'm up till 6 watching Vanderpump Rules season 2. Like, could not sleep. Like, anxiety, panic for like hours. It's so pathetic.
You're kind of lightweight, though, when it comes to like weed cannabis.
When I ingest weed, are you kidding? It's so crazy.
You are lightweight, but you can smoke, which is interesting.
I can smoke. If I eat it, I'm done.
Oh, it's my favorite way to have it.
I would never do that. Anyway, I respect you.
Yeah, I'm like, as we go on, I'm getting higher and higher, and I'm just like, we have to stop talking.
It's time to go.
Time to stop the podcast.
Well,
I mean,
I love you. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Virgos.
I'm obsessed.
Me too. We're done.